Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! It's another show. It's another day. Another week. Next to the last week of July. Holy smokes, talk about where did it go? We're almost in August, kids. 30 some more days and fall will start setting in. Wow, that is that's incredible if you sit down and think about it. It sure is. So here we are. Been doing shows at the Outer Banks this week, doing a little bit of traveling. It's funny, as you travel to the Outer Banks, I do it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Wednesday and Thursday, the gas prices are one thing, and then Friday they pop them about 20 cents, anywhere from 15 to 20 cents a gallon to get the tourists driving down to the Outer Banks. And the funny thing is I get this. People have quit staying on the weekends at the Outer Banks. Why is that, you say? Because they raise the prices. Everybody raises their prices on Friday and Saturday, but not during the middle of the week. So the smart, intelligent people have said, why should I pay more for the exact same hotel room? I'm off from work, so I can party on Wednesday just as easy as I can party on Friday and Saturday. A lot of your activities down there actually occur Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to accommodate the people coming in. So it's no longer the weekend. So ha-ha, raise your rates for empty rooms. See, people are getting on to some things, and it's because of communication. It's because of the internet. Of course, I say this over and over. I've said it 100 times. There's good and bad in every single thing on the planet Earth. Bar a none. There is no thing that is positive that doesn't have negative, and there's no thing that's negative that doesn't have positive. Everything. Everything has a negative and a positive. And that's the one thing that most people don't want to realize. And so that's why I guess the old phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, because of that reason. Because of that exact reason right there. Because it's very simple to say, oh, this is all good. Like when they pass a bill, they say, oh, this is all good. This is all good. Well, there's bad with everything. There's good with everything. So the question is it bad or is it good? Well, that all depends on who you are. You get what I'm saying? That all depends on who you are. So I'm going to have my buddy Herman joining us here shortly. We've had to do weird things because his company that he has cell service with will not allow him to call this show for some reason. They say he doesn't have enough minutes and he's on an unlimited plan. So what that is, I have no idea, but I know one thing. We figured a way around it. See, this is one of those things that gets me, is people will very simply say, somebody's smarter than I. You have smartness in you if you will just grow it. That's the thing. Most people graduate high school and quit learning. They'll learn for their job. If their job says learn, by golly, they're there. But if it's for them to decide to learn for themselves, they won't. I have yet to figure that mentality out. Just because you're out of school doesn't mean you stop learning. But you did your own research, says a dummy. See, that's the whole thing. They don't like the fact that you can make an assignment for yourself and go carry out that assignment without somebody telling you to learn. Because learning's bad, right? Learning's bad, right? See, that's the whole thing. There's never a time you should stop learning. Learning is a good, you need to learn. But here we are. There's a bunch of people who, if you do learn, I bet you did your own research. You realize how stupid you sound when you say that? You're probably the ones that sit in class and go, oh, this brainiac got 100 on the test. Like, you're supposed to be ashamed to be smart. You're supposed to be ashamed to be intelligent. And if you watch TV, you completely understand why. The Kardashians, a bunch of dunces that ain't got six brain cells amongst them, go around, just shake their ass and titties, and bang, big stars. Bet they did your own research. And if you look at them, if you really look at them, they're freak shows. They are freak shows. And they're having their glory right now, but it will fade. And they'll end up like the rest of the mannequins in Hollywood. I would rather age naturally than end up with a surprised face for the rest of my life. Sorry, I can't move my eyebrows. I poisoned them so they wouldn't get old. See, I grew up in a day and age before all that, and we had old stars that were elegant. That's the whole thing. You, at some point, well, you can't make me grow old. You don't have to grow old, but you should grow a level of decorum instead of being trying to, like all these old stars, oh, look at me, I'm in a bikini. So what? So what? Yeah, your body's good for an old person, but there's a dozen other young chicks that look 20 times hotter than you right now. Yes, in your youth, you were a hot chick. Right now, you're just an old, thirsty lady looking for somebody to look at you. That's where you're supposed to grow inside, so when you're older, you have a beautiful inside to see. These people are so hooked on their looks, they're so shallow inside, that they have not grown to maturity. It's like the cast from Jersey Shore is back out there doing the exact same things they did as 20-somethings, now in their 50-somethings. In 20-somethings, it looks hilarious. It looks fun. It's a lot of young people doing crazy shit. Now it just looks like pathetic old people trying to cling on to the past. I don't want to go to a bar and act like I did in the 20s. I've grown way beyond that. I would like to learn more and make myself a better human being. That's why I quit drinking 11 years ago. And if you don't grow up, if you're doing the exact same things in your 60s as you did in your teens, you have missed the point of life. But that won't stop you. So as it stands right now, if you want to see me, I'm the only place I'm really going to be out on the road the rest of the summer is the Outer Banks. And then the fall tour with Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour will be starting. And I've seen my part of the special that's going to be coming out soon, and I'm happy with it. Very happy with it. The next one will be better. That's the thing. That's the growth. You only stop growing when you stop growing, if that makes any sense. You can continue to grow well into your older years. You really can. So I'm going to sit here and run our first set of commercials so we can get them out of here. And then I will be back with my buddy Herman on the line, and we will get this show underway. This is just a chance to settle in, say hi. Again, we will be changing name scenes as soon as I can find some time to sit down on the computer and do some editing. But for the moment, it's going to stay Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, but very soon it will be changing. So with that in mind, I'm going to roll some commercials, and we will be right back.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff, that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, drunk, all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascrolls.web.com. That's official. Ninjascrolls.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
My baby.
And we back. I got Herman missing. Herman, are you there?
Howdy, howdy, my friend. What's going on, partner?
Just saying. Man, do you realize summer is, we are down to the last month of summer.
Yeah, it goes like that.
Man, it's just faster and faster every year.
Yeah, but they say it's fast and fast only because we pay attention to it. That's it. If we just said, hey, there's just a season with space, and we kept everything one thing, we wouldn't even notice a year changing.
And also, it's funnier when you're younger and you go, I got 60 years, 70 years ahead of me. And when you're older and I got 10, 20 years ahead of me, you're like, oh, shit, that's a little different.
Yeah. But the thing is, the odds that I've read, and it's so crazy in the studies, is that we can live longer. And someone says, yes. What do you mean? We can live longer. And the reason why we can live longer, if we live better, we can live longer. Looking at our health, things we put into our body, our stress, our exercise, is very important.
Well, if you've also noticed, we're suddenly allowed to talk about weight and weight loss again.
Yeah.
And see, nobody wants to hear the fact that 80% of the COVID deaths were obese.
Yeah, you should love to eat watermelon, not be built like one.
See, they take everything and turn it into something negative. Oh, you're body shaming. I'm not body shaming. I'm trying to save your life. Yeah.
Well, every little step you take, it could be a heart attack, stroke, or something worse.
Diabetes, bad knees, hip surgery, foot. See, they don't want to talk about that. You go, girl. You just dig as fat as you want to go, and then you wear that stuff them sexy girls wear, and everybody's going to tell you you're sexy when most mm-hmm. people are sitting at home going, oh, man, what the hell are you doing wearing that?
Yeah, you look like a pig with some lipstick on with eyelashes and baby hair. Okay, this is what you look like.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
And I'm sorry, it looks horrible. Somebody said, you are fat shaming. No, it's a shame you're so fat.
Exactly. Quit gaslighting me.
Quit gaslighting you? Every time you light up gas, it lights up. What are you talking about?
Well, I put a post up yesterday, and the reason I did it on Facebook, I wanted to see what the replies would be. And I simply put, you remember when we were younger, when we were shocked when somebody who was young died? We used to be shocked. It was you know, it sent shockwaves through the community. And by young, I'm talking 50 on down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's young.
Yeah, 50, oh, young man.
And, of course, I got the responses I expected to get. The people who were asleep started with this, you know, the libs who support that mental midget Biden did this. Well, as you get older, age is a perspective. No, it's not. I never thought 50 was old when I was a young man. I thought 50, 70, 80 was old. I thought that was old.
When did loss of your bowels become just something that's happening, huh?
Yeah.
When your teeth fall out with age, don't you? You know your eyes get weak. When is it, huh?
Yeah.
What perspective is that? I'm blind? What the hell are you talking about?
And then, like I was talking to you when I was bringing you on there, Donnie Baker from the Bob and Tom Show was 51 years old when he died. Just this week. 51 years old, out on tour, perfectly healthy. Everybody's shocked. But you know, if he was out there and milling around and on the radio station and in there, he got his shot. You know that.
Yeah.
These college kids dropping dead. You know they got their shot. But nobody's allowed to say it. And now the congressional hearings on this is mind-boggling. Because they showed the clip where Biden said, you get this shot, you will not get the Rona. And then he questioned the head of the woman that was in charge. He goes, when that statement was made, had people died or got the Rona that had the vaccine? She goes, well, it was in a very early stage. He goes, no, have people died at that moment? And she goes, yes. He goes, so that statement was not true. And you knew at the time you made that statement it was not true. She goes, well, it was mostly true. Dude, do you get that? It was mostly true. And that made it okay. And then he asked the question that I asked, why couldn't you just be honest and let the news be read the way the news is read, and we, as adults, could make our own decisions? And then they go on to say that if there is a medicine that will treat the situation, it is illegal to use emergency powers to bring the vaccine into use. And there were treatments. There were lots of treatments. Vitamin C, vitamin D, ivermectin. Oh, yeah, the big horse dewormer. The shit that's been used on people longer than it's been used on horses. And you idiots want to go out there. Hey, you're taking horse dewormer. The idiots ran the show. And they shamed the intelligent people into silence.
Yes. 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 And that's what happened. And no one wants to see this.
No. It's the old phrase, it's easier to fool a man than convince a man he's been fooled.
Well, you know, convincing a man that he's been fooled, the true problem is admitting you were a fool.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Nobody wants to be wrong.
Because you feel shamed, but wouldn't it be better to know the truth and get over it?
Yes. That's the truth. See, that's where you and I get along so well, because you can bring something to me that on the surface to me at the original saying of it sounded stupid, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it was true.
Mm-hmm. Or vice versa.
That's why our conversations work. We bring to each other things that nobody wants to hear, and I'm going to tell you something right now. That Kennedy, the new Kennedy that's out there, if I was that boy, I would not set my ass in a convertible in Texas. I can tell you that shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is speaking some real truths. And everybody does it with it. He brought out the fact that 1979 is when all of this shit started.
Yep.
That's when all the autism started, the Alzheimer's started, And it's not just a little, it's like zing, they take off.
The 80s babies, man, the 80s babies.
Yes.
The 80s babies are the now, you said 80 to 90, 90 to 2000. Now, these are 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
In 2000. 2023, they're 43 years old now.
Isn't that crazy?
We don't realize, because I keep telling people, I said there's a big deterioration on how people approach life after the age of 50. It starts after the age of 50 when it starts, because you have the immature individuals who fit into that group by immaturity. Then you have the individuals that were indoctrinated into those groups by obscurity.
You want to hear something funny about what you just said?
What's that?
This tells you how you and I are on the same page in so many ways. When I just opened the show to get the first commercials up, I was talking about the fact that people don't mature now. I said, you got the Jersey Shore out there doing the exact same thing they did in their 20s. In their 20s, it was entertaining and funny. Now they look like buffoons.
Yes, because they're doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And, you know, that's called insanity. But we live in a group of insane people.
That's hilarious you bring that up.
When you look at a person that says, "Hi, my name is Frank. I am a girl." That's insanity to me. I don't even have to have a conversation anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you're the rest of your time explaining for me to accept your insanity.
And then I have to act a certain way, or I'm insensitive.
Yeah, I have to word things a certain way. And if you're going to be a part of it, you need to get into it and learn the wording. No, I'm not into it. You're gay. Learn your gay stuff. I'm straight. I'm going to stick to what I was doing. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow, because the straight is narrow. The other world is not narrow. It's a wide, diverse something that I don't agree with.
Right. But I will not stop your right to be that way.
There you go. I'm staying on my straight and narrow path. To be truthful, if you leave me alone, you have I'm leaving you the most option and room to be what you are. I have a straight and narrow path that I travel.
See, that's what's funny. My path doesn't require you to change your path. Your path requires me to change mine.
That's right. That's right. I'm on my path.
With it. I seriously don't have a problem with it. I really don't. What I have a problem is when this video, I just watched this. They want to talk about, they started now with Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire, she was, you know, dressed as a woman, and she wasn't mean to the kids, but she wasn't dressed like a slut. She wasn't sitting there with skin-tight shit, fake boobies hanging out, running around, acting all flamboyant.
First of all, Miss Doubtfire was a story of a man being screwed over so bad he had to become a woman to get his kids, to talk
mm-hmm.
to his kids. Okay? So the whole, if you look at the premise of Ms. Doubtfire, that stops the conversation.
Yes.
The reasoning for Ms. Doubtfire tells you that this man was not gay. It had nothing to do with homosexuality. It had nothing to do with transgendering. It was a man in a desperate situation to do what he had to do to be able to see his children.
Exactly.
That's a story of a desperate father.
And then the other thing on this video was they had this girl, obviously about 7 years old, trying to dance sexually, like sexualized, and parents were handing her dollar bills.
And that's when you go in that room and you clear your clip.
This is disgusting.
You clear your clip. If it's 16 rounds, you clear them and you reload. If it's 32 rounds, you clear it and you reload. If it's 100 rounds, you clear it and you reload. That's the answer. Now, it may not be approving and appealing to everyone on this earth, but that's the answer that I have for you.
It's come time for adults to enter the room. It's come time for adults to say no to this shit. And if you notice, every one of these drag shows, there ain't men in there. There's women in there with their daughters and their sons. There ain't no men in that room because a man wouldn't stand for that shit.
No. The man's not going to stand there and watch his son twist and watch his daughter twist. It's not going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. Somebody has to be an adult in this situation. There has to be an adult somewhere, and there has, and you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to say what you're going to say for fear of retribution, because the cancel culture is real. But now that people have stood up to it, always remember, the cancel culture involves probably about 10 to 15% of the society. They just scream the loudest. And the old phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, is very true.
Mm.
And right now, people are cowering to a very small minority of the population, and it's going to destroy society. Because you can't stand for this shit. We have taken kids away from their parents so that the government raises them. That started in the late 70s and early 80s with the welfare states. And then we deballed the men, and we gave them such debt to pay on their children that they didn't have time to look at anything because they were working two jobs to pay the ex-bitch. And then if you didn't pay, you went to jail.
Dang.
And if the women didn't have the money, they got more from Uncle Sam.
That's right. Men are punished for their mistakes. Women are uplifted for their mistakes. Because
they got their own show on MTV. Keen and single.
Because I'm trying to figure out why is the responsibility so heavy on the man when we both had sex.
We both were there. We both agreed to it.
But I'm the only one financially because you are the one that are there and you take care of the children. But when you look up, I'm handing you money and the children aren't learning anything. You're dressing well and the children are falling behind.
That was the exact situation in my marriage where I actually sent money to take care of the kids and then bought them clothes because they were wearing shitty clothes, but Mama always had new shit.
Yeah, and still taking you to court because the court system doesn't see the ploy of the female and what she's doing. All they say is take care of the kid, take care of the kid, but the kid is not being taken care of.
Oh, also they get that money because the more child support they order, the more federal money they get. That's why they hate these social media platforms, because the truth can actually get out. They can cancel it. They'll knock it down. They'll ban the videos. But by that time, the seed's been planted.
Yeah. And they don't understand that. It's too much for them to understand. The people who have been through things are the things who need are people who need to speak. But people like us, it takes us so long to get from buried from under the hail mentally that we went through. And then we have to find a way to verbalize it once we see if we want to talk about it. Because you want to leave that shit behind. You don't want to even talk about it ever again.
Yeah. You want to put that in the history of the past and lock it away.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do. And people don't understand that. And see, ladies, they think that we're just complaining. No, you all have made it. You all got it made. Men build everything.
Exactly. They don't have the physical strength. That's what's funny. Jordan Peterson video, this woman was sitting there talking about, oh, we need equal representation of women in management. He goes, well, what about equal representation of women in bricklaying? He goes, because there ain't no women in bricklaying. He goes, why not? He said, because it's a hard, arduous job that you don't want.
Yeah.
You only want to be equally represented in the easy jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't, and population is basically 50-50. I mean, it swings one way or another. But shouldn't there be 50% of the women out there working the oil rigs, the oil derricks, out on the shrimp boats, doing construction, steel work?
But how about just straight sewage work, you know?
Yeah.
Climbing under the house and changing the pipes wants to talk about nothing nicely. Why don't you shovel shit and find out what it's like, ladies? No, because it's ew. You don't like the smell and the flies. Oh, look at the fumes. This is what we have to deal with.
Also add to that, when a guy gets a lot of money, he spends it on his family.
Yep.
Yeah, you and I both know that. When they sit there and say, well, I've got my job, I've got my money. Those are the first words they always say. My job and my money. So they're real quick to say my when we say ours.
Uh-huh.
And that goes to historically how our hormones make us act. Men are aggressive because you need aggressive to protect you. Because if you're out there in a shitstorm, the last thing you want is one of these soy boys being the one to defend you. You want a man, a real man, who can stand up and fight and defend you. And then they go, well, there's women in combat. Yeah, look what that's done. Look what that's done to combat. That has screwed combat up. Matter of fact, the Marines, they actually did a test where they put all male units against all intermixed units, and the all male units kicked their ass in every single category. But we can't publish that because we might offend women.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. We're trying to equalize the society, but it ain't necessarily ever going to be equal.
Yeah. And there's no equal. Okay. A male is a male and a female is a female. There's no equal. What is this equal stuff? A female does what she does, a male does. There's no equal. Stronger than she is. I'm faster than she is. I have more muscle strength and density than she has. She's more feminine. She has more caring properties and more understanding properties of things we won't even deal with. You know what I'm saying? That's her job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do they say equal? We're two different damn creatures. What the fuck could be, excuse me, what could be equal?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want a dude for a relationship. I want a woman. Because we are designed to complement each other.
Yes.
That's what we were designed to do. And if you think that all of this happened by happenstance and just, you know, everything just suddenly appeared the way it is and there was no design in this, you can't look around this world and say something didn't design something. Now, whether you look at that as God or Yahweh or Buddha or however you want to look at it, there's something else going on, and there's no denying it.
Yeah. And I know something is going on. We're not supposed to be eating this mess we eat. That's number one.
Yeah.
Because the less bull crap I eat, the better I feel.
Exactamundo. You and I have both been going through the same transition.
You know, I've lost Dad. I'm proud of myself. I'm down to 185, 184 now, you know, coming from 217. You know, it's been a journey, man, you know.
Well, you know, I've come from 280 down to 187.
Wow, so I can't even brag.
And I just quit eating the shit food.
And that's all I've done. I just stopped eating the bullshit.
Yeah. I pick up a package. If it has more than about 6 ingredients in it, I'm done. I'm not going to eat that. If it has any ingredients I can't name, I'm not going to eat that. I buy organic everywhere I can buy it, organic. I try to buy from local farmers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to make everything out of ingredients rather than grabbing a box with a whole bunch of ingredients in it and pouring it into something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the pounds just peeled off. I actually scared myself because I was losing weight so rapidly,
yeah.
I thought I was sick.
Yeah, it's like you got cancer or something because it's going so
fast. Yeah. But now my blood pressure, 117 over 80, usually right around in that area. My blood ox is up. My energy's up. My desire to move is up. My arthritis is better. That's one of the things Kennedy said. He goes, and this is the truth. I know young people with rheumatoid arthritis now. When we were young, nobody young had rheumatoid arthritis.
No. Nobody had high blood pressure at 17.
Yes.
You didn't have a child, you 22 and had two strokes already.
What? Exactly. And we were out, they go, well, it was just because you were active. No, it wasn't just because of that. Our diet was much simpler, and there were less bullshit ingredients in our food at that age.
So you got to think, Doritos hadn't become big time yet.
Right.
Cheetos hadn't become big time yet. We didn't have
potato chips and Takis. Yeah, and our potato chips were just potato chips and salt. Potato and salt, basically what it was. It
now
wasn't 62 preservatives to preserve flavor and freshness and all this other shit.
Yeah.
See, I'll bring it to this, and this is simple for people. I have hemp cigarettes. For CBDs. I smoke one hemp cigarette a day for my CBDs. Now, when you light that hemp cigarette, it's ashy. It burns unevenly. It tries not to stay lit. All these other things. Now, cigarettes have all these compounds made to stop all of that.
Yep.
So is it the tobacco that's bad? Or is it all the ingredients that get stuck in with the tobacco?
Well, the number one thing with tobacco that keeps it burning is the graphite. And that is the same thing that they use to make all track fields at school. The modern-day material they use to make track fields and the modern-day they use to resurface streets, okay, is the same thing that they utilize in a cigarette to keep it burning, the graphite. Period. So you're smoking track field material to keep your cigarette burning.
Yeah. And that's what's funny is because people smoked when we were younger, but they smoked cigarettes that burned unevenly, went out, and all this other stuff, and then they started putting all this ingredient to make everything better. Air quotes, better.
Yep.
And see, the Indians were smoking tobacco when we got here. Did they have a big cancer epidemic? Or were they out there healthy and running around?
Yeah.
All the foods have been poisoned by extra ingredients for convenience so that it doesn't spoil. That's why if you buy true organic stuff, you've got to keep it in small numbers because if you buy it big, it will spoil before you eat it.
Yes.
But these other things, you can buy them and put them in your fridge for 100 years and they'll still be edible.
And you come back, you know, no problem.
You got to ask yourself, why is that? Nobody's asking those questions because We've been told, remember during the pandemic, I bet you did your own research. So thinking was is stupid.
Oh, yeah. I bet you did your own research. So you were supposed to just take the government's word for it and shut up.
Yeah, the same government that lied about UFOs for 40 years, the same government that lied about pot for 40 years, the same government that infected black men in Mississippi with syphilis.
Dang, man.
And then didn't tell them.
Thank you, bro.
The same government.
Same government, man.
The same government that gave the Indians tainted blankets to kill them all. The same government.
Yeah, the same government that poses ideas against individuals and projects and people in trailer parks, and you're in the same position. The same government.
The same government. But we're supposed to trust it because they're different now. They're different now, Herman.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same people that wanted to bomb Miami to draw us into a war with Cuba. It's called Project Greenwood.
Yeah.
The same government that has now legalized, under Barack Obama, putting psychological warfare on American public, on American television, and the same government that developed Operation Mockingbird, where they put CIA operatives in newsrooms, and then you watch the news at night, and it's like a parrot on every channel.
Mm-hmm.
The same government. We need it this time.
Yeah, right. Same government.
The same government.
Same government. And see, that the governing over me, what is meant by the governing? Because see, it's government. What is the govern? What are you governing? And what does it mean?
Exactly. It's truly sad.
You know, I'm going to recommend a movie right now, man. And you need to see this, man, yourself. Kind of like what I call a black satire movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's starring Jamie Foxx. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's called They Clone Tyrone. Man, you... You watch that movie, and you'll see why Jamie Foxx then came up missing and why he looks so different now. And if they did what they did to him because of this movie, it should be clear to people what's happening.
Yes. I'm getting my notes up. See, this is what you and I do. And that's why they cloned Tyrone.
Yes, they cloned Tyrone on Netflix. Check it out, man. And it's one of the movies where you watch and you go, you know, they try to make a comedy out of something that is so serious, right?
Yeah.
That when you look at it, you go, oh, my God.
Always remember the rule, though. They have to tell us before they do it.
Thank you, Dan. And when you watch this, so many other movies are going to pop up in your mind from just watching this movie. You're going to all the movies you ever seen in your life with similarities to this movie, and you're going to say, dang. And you've seen it from Aliens. You've seen it in white movies. You've seen it in black movies. You've seen it in mixed
Demolition
movies.
Man.
Science fiction movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Where every guy is now a fat, rumor-wearing pussy and controlled by the government and not allowed to speak words that offend people.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Well, let me rip a real quick commercial break in that we got to get done, and
yes,
sir. We'll come right back and finish this. So we'll put these commercials on, and we will be right back.
Yes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What's gonna happen?
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
All right, we're back. Got that out of the way so we can run to the end of the show without any further interruptions.
No way.
You know what? I don't know what, just a little swing here. I've been carousing Drudge Report, which is, it used to be a really great site, but now it's more just like a Democratic voice box. But nobody's talking about what's going on overseas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because we're told that Europe is so much more cultured than America. Europe's so much this better than America. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't most world wars that have occurred start over in Europe?
Yep.
Now, they're supposed to be cultured. Now, if you're cultured, you should be able to solve your problems without a war.
Correct.
So they are on the verge of starting World War III right now. Matter of fact, Rand Paul introduced a bill. See, the UN's trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying. Now, if they declare war on Russia because of our treaty with them, we are supposed to be part of that. And Rand Paul brought up a bill to make it so we had to vote to go to war. And then his office was firebombed. So that should tell you that these big defense contractors that are gigantic money machines who control our real politicians, because everybody wants to say it's a Democrat or Republican, doesn't make a damn who's at the helm. The only time it really made a damn was when the true outsider was in there, Trump. Nobody remembers during Trump, we didn't have any wars. Matter of fact, he bartered peace agreements with people who have been lifelong enemies. And now the person that's out there doing that is China, because Joe wants to fight everybody.
Yes.
So where are the Code Pink pussy hats? Remember that? Remember Code Pink? Where are they? Where are the Democrats against war? Where are they? And then Rand Paul speaks up against it. His office gets firebombed.
Yes. Because the truth comes out, and when the truth comes out too far, then you have to do something extreme. It has to become an extreme.
Smack them down.
Yes. You have to cut them off at the leg.
That's right. Let them know we're watching you.
Yes. And watch what you say.
Oh, yeah. You better watch what you say. Because the thought police are out there. Matter of fact, in Japan, they're actually starting to run programs just like Minority Report to predict crime and arrest you before you even do a crime.
Yeah.
We are growing into a science fiction world that's becoming science fact.
What was the movie where Tom Cruise could speak to the young lady and she was in the pool of water and they had these ladies that had these, just, you know, to their head and they could talk to them and they could go in and they could put up on the screen all that this lady was seeing in her head and she was giving us all of the future of what was going to happen.
Is that Minority Report?
It might be Minority Report, yeah.
That's where they were arresting people for crimes they hadn't committed.
There you go, Minority Report. There you go. They were arresting people for crimes they had not committed.
Right. We are there. We have a surveillance state where they can track you. They can track you where you go, what money you spend, what you say. I don't know if you heard this story. It just came out of Utah yesterday. A man supposedly said some racist things. When he went home to his house would not let him in.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So even though one bad thing doesn't make another bad thing okay, but still, this is where we are. What if you're speaking out against the regime? Because we don't have a government anymore. We have a regime. We very much have a regime right now.
Well, we haven't had a government in a long time.
And I think it goes back to what they all said, 1979. I think that's where the swing happened.
When you go back, it was a swing, but when you go back, it's been several swings, okay? If you go back, as being a person that's before, okay, there was a swing a long time ago that made me a slave.
Yes.
Okay? There was a swing a long time ago that made me non-popular. It was a swing that made me a criminal. Because I can prove to you that through history, we weren't known as criminals.
No.
We were some of the greatest researchers, anthropologists, humanitarians. How did I become criminalized when I live a life where I know people that help? You can't turn me against my own experience of my own life. And this is how it is for any race of people that fall into this generalized agenda.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I don't have nothing against anybody. But you know one thing I do have to say about racists that they taught me? They taught me to take better care of myself.
Yeah.
Because you don't like me. And because you don't like me, everything that you build is to destroy me.
Yes.
And guess what? You're going to destroy anyone that decides to like me. So this ain't a black and white thing, that.
No. It's totally us versus them. It is. It's 100%. That's why, it's like I said, we have such varied backgrounds, but we both understand the same thing, and we see it from two sides of the fence.
Yeah, we both don't see the upper class of our own races and understand what they are and what their problems are.
Oh, yeah, they're very evil. Very evil. There's a group of people with lots of money who are very, very evil. It's like the founders of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger.
Oh, she was ugly.
She founded it because she said the Negroes were growing like weeds and we need to stop it.
Amazing.
So you sit there and you hear that, And then how can anybody support Planned Parenthood after hearing how and why it was founded? And tell me it's not doing that, because the biggest killer of the black population is abortion.
But, Dan, what if someone told you why would, if you, what you're saying is something that you're doing against your people?
I don't care. My people are everybody, no matter what skin color. That's my people.
You see what I'm saying? So if people can feel where I'm coming from with you saying this, you saying that in a lot of people's eyes are considered a traitor to your own natural race, which is absurd. Because if you see someone and just a friend, and people know this feeling, you have friends of all colors and cultures, right?
Yeah.
And the only difference between you are that you have had different experiences. But to share those experiences means growth. To think that you're better in comparison than whoever chooses to be better or lesser, that's when the problem comes.
Yes.
Instead of learning, there's no lesser or greater. There's no we equal or not equal. It's we're learned. These are experiences of life. Stop trying to categorize them.
Exactly. Like, I know people are going to be cringe when I say this. The most racist thing anybody can ever say is, I have a black friend.
Yeah.
I don't have a black friend. I have Herman. He's my friend.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color Herman is. Herman's my friend. That's like I told you, if somebody attacks you because you're black, they got a problem because I'm in there too. Don't put me in that corner because I'll show you. And you know I'm that friend who will come do it.
Yeah, definitely.
I got your back. I got your back. You have my back. I have no doubt about that.
That is hilarious, man. But it's true.
It's true, and that's why they want to divide us with simplicity and just saying to hate somebody because their skin color is simplicity.
Yeah. It's so minute in simplicity.
Yeah, it's simplicity. And so now I'm just going to say, look at him. He's black. You should hate him. That's simplicity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they want things to be, though.
They want it to be that way. They want that anger between the two races where we have no differences. We have family. Everybody has families. We go through experiences. We live our lives. We are human beings. We exist on this planet. And if we get together, they have problems.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately, snap.
Yeah, and that's also.
There's also the lower end of intelligence will buy into it quickly because it's simple. It's easy for a simpleton to understand a simple idea. And so that's the whole thing here. And overseas right now, they're winding up for a nuclear war. Why do you think the government bought a shit ton of nuclear radiation medicine? Why? Because they just wanted it? The government does nothing without a plan.
And it's an anti-radiation medicine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that medicine, if people look it up, and if anyone can understand what I'm saying about what you just said, it was tested on us in 1989-90, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. It was called P-bromide, an anti-nerve agent drug. When I came back from Desert Storm, I was actually told not to actually speak about that because at the time I had the medication on me. I brought it back from the war, you know.
Yeah.
Since then, I've been divided from it. That's okay. But I still have the information based on They were eight tablets in a pack, okay? And it said, take only based on the command of your commanding officer. And this is in case of Scud missile attacks. So you're supposed to be able to take this anti-nerve agent drug. And I started to do research because I was working in, you know, I was working in the operating room as a surgical scrub in the war. And doing research, come to find that this medication had never been tested on humans. Okay? So this would be the first time it would have been tested, quote unquote, on people. And it would be during the war.
Yeah.
Hid behind Desert Shield, Desert Storm. So we came to a point where they told us to take the P-bromide.
Mm-hmm.
There was supposed to have been a Scud missile attack. We were ordered to take the P-bromide on this day. Of course, I refused to take it. Okay? I refused to take the vaccines on the way there. I didn't take anything. They said you would. I took my chance on dying. They told me. They told me about all this bacteria and all this stuff overseas. I need to be protected from it. I'm like, all this propaganda. How do I know it's going to affect me like it affect the rest of the people? So I refused to. I signed off my own shot records and everything, and I didn't take that P-bromide. But the anti-nerve agent drug that they gave us, people lost hair, teeth, sight, weight. Some appeared to have cancer. It was terrible. It affected everybody differently. And I watched people die due to this anti-nerve agent drug. Okay? Period.
Yep.
You know, and no one wants to talk about this. This is a part of Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and a part of what happened, you know, 2nd FSSG, 2nd Medical Battalion out of Camp Lejeune, any of them know. You know.
Well, you saw it. It was the Gulf War syndrome. Shit, people come back and were having all these problems, but they never wanted to admit it because of the shit they were given.
Yeah.
So trust your government because they'll give you poison and then claim they didn't.
Yes. They will bomb you and claim it wasn't them.
That's right.
Okay.
See, this is where we've got, this is why, see, it's really funny because if you really look into how our system of government was set up, one of the first things they did was they studied all the different governments and they deliberately tried to keep the government small. And now the government is the biggest beast in the United States.
But, you know, But we call the other lands government lands, governed lands, okay? Governing, if you govern and say we're going to govern to, you know, keep the lawn, not the lawns, but the gardens going and the trees, male trees growing and all these, this is a part of, you know, this is a part of governing. But what if you use war as governing, then you're going to destroy stuff. If you use peace as governing, you're going to build things.
And they don't want you to build things and make people stronger because government becomes weaker as people become stronger.
Yes, and there's no governance. Okay, if it was supposed to be a governing of how we're letting things happen, then the original creator of all this, we wouldn't be here to do what we do.
True.
Because it would have destroyed us.
True.
There would have been no chance for us to be who we are and exist to have these conversations that we have.
And these conversations are the conversations people need to hear. Because both of us are throwing ideas out there. We listen to what the other person says. We add on to it rather than instantly trying to just detract from it.
Yes, because we don't get caught into do's and don'ts, ups and downs, and rights and wrongs. We're speaking on anything that's possible yet probable in this world. Anything is possible yet probable. And we speak from a point of telling you that these things you may agree or disagree, but it really doesn't make a difference because they exist.
And you need to hear them.
Period.
See, that's why when they started that censorship with the FBI on Hunter Biden's laptop, on the Rona, on the cures for Rona, they instantly proved that they had no argument. You only silence opposing opinions when you have no argument to stand up against it. Because the truth loves to be challenged. A lie hates to be challenged.
Correct.
And everything you and I have talked about through the whole pandemic has all proven to be correct.
Yes, sir. Verified.
And we are not in the 1%. We're not in the government. We're not scientists. We're not virologists. We are two people with functioning brains that question.
And use our brains in functioning through the questions.
Exactly. That's exactly why I love our conversations. You stir things in my mind that I didn't follow. And it makes me see things from a different perspective. And that's why they don't want us to talk to each other, because then we might actually find how much commonality we have when we've been told we're completely different.
Yes, but the thing is, if people have to understand receptors and being receptive of others. Now, you can sit back and try to think things out, but most things you do is by common measure from within you, okay? Everything you try to think to do, you're just doing something that you know how to do from inside. This is why you're able to exercise. You're able to bring things from inside and execute them on the outside and function through this body. But it all starts from within.
Yes.
It all starts from within. And we don't teach within. We don't speak to people about from within. Because if you did that, then that means you'd be deprogrammed.
Yes.
I only want you to see what I share with you from the outside. You focus in, you concentrate, you have you some goals based on my admirations of life of what it is you choose to do.
So you know what's really funny about that right there, you know, being what you're told?
Uh-huh.
A guy had a set of Funkin Wagnalls, a Encyclopedia Britannica. Remember, that was the gold standard when we were younger. That was the gold standard of knowledge.
Yes.
He pulled out a 1958 Encyclopedia Britannica, and in it, when it describes Antarctica, it describes a dome right down to the elevation that our atmosphere is on a flat Earth. But if you talk about that, you're crazy.
Yeah, because that was in 1958. Now Encyclopedia America, I believe it was called. And the Encyclopedia Britannica came out in 1960.
Everything disappeared.
Yeah, in 1960, from the Encyclopedia America, that had us as a flat sphere, and they were talking about flat Earth. And in 1960, they came up with this round spinning ball.
Exactly.
At millions of miles per hour, and they sold you on it. And it was like, yeah. You're on this ball and it's spinning. And okay, I'm going to ask a question. Who in the hell went up in space and watched the ball spin? Exactly.
Only the government.
Exactly. So have they ever left this planet? We don't know.
Like I said, knowledge you're taught versus knowledge you know. We have to accept their word. For the simple fact, they're the only ones that supposedly have been there.
But let me tell you where the truth lies. I can share this with you right quick. Now, this is how you tie the governmental story into the biblical story. Now, 1958, they said it was a flat earth, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, people refuse to read the first page of the book of Moses called Genesis. Now, and look, they put it in big letters, Genesis, right, and said the beginning. But this is not the beginning, because this is the first book of Moses called Genesis. This is not the beginning.
Exactly.
It can't be the beginning. This is the beginning from Moses' story. And the beginning from Moses' story of telling us in this science book, I'm going to tell you that after this, in the science book is called, it's like, this is a science book. They call it the Bible, right? It said, and this is in the first page
verse number 6. It says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So the first day had to be in the water. The light, the dark, everything was in the water, right? The first day, according to this Bible. Now, the second day is when land came, according to the Bible, and it's according to the science. I mean, the encyclopedia says, and God made the firmament and divided the waters from which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. It was so. And he called the firmament heaven. So according to the Bible, where we are right now is heaven. According to the science connected to the Bible, it says that we're on a flat surface. The water was released from below us and above us to make dry land called the firmament. And this is called heaven. So this verifies that the book they call the Bible in Latin is called Helio-Biblical Tech, which means a science book. Helio meaning science and biblio meaning study thereof. So I'm like, are you serious? This is all a science about nature, and all they did was study what we're in. And then they start putting it into human phrases from politics, from the Bible, from religions, and they divided it more. Then they call it the government, then they call it officials. And it's all just nature, and it's all official. Because if we take us out of it, this world going to survive whether we think or not.
Exactly.
Whether we do anything to make ourselves important on this plane, it doesn't matter. We can be wiped out, and it will start all over from a seed, a plant, a root, and an amoeba. And it's going to start all over. It doesn't need us.
No. It survives without us. It is a living being separate from us.
Yeah, and to be truthful, people don't realize it. We are a whole bunch of turds sitting on top of some good water.
Exactly. Speaking of turds on good water, you've heard now that they have studied the beaches in America, and
yeah,
80% of them have more fecal matter than they're supposed to because we're dumping raw sewage into the ocean.
Oh, man. Wow. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't. No, it's just we're poisoning the place we live.
Yes, we're poisoning the place we live. The place where we live, we're poisoning. And then we're uneducating people in what we're doing. We're uneducating people in what we're doing.
It's all groupthink. Repeat a lie enough, it becomes the truth.
Yes. Repeat a lie and it'll become a truth. We'll start slowly uneducating ourselves and listen to the lies and not understanding how to come out of it. And now once we believe the lie, we don't even want to hear the truth because the truth appears to be a lie now.
Because, see, when people take these lasers, which are now super powerful, which anybody can get, and they go out to these gigantic areas and measure the curvature, there's no measurement of curvature. But you're crazy if you say this. You're crazy if you don't entertain the possibility that it's true.
You're crazy if you don't understand Russia is closer to you than you understand.
And Europe's closer than we understand. And if they get into a battle and they get into a nuclear conflict, we are going to bear the consequences.
People don't realize this. On a flat plate where everything must go up, must come down, and we're all just on this plate like a merry-go-round, but it's sitting still. You bomb anywhere within this, you destroy everybody no matter where you are.
Exactly.
We have to stop trying to, we're all in the inner face. If we're all in the inner face, like we're under a cake dish, then there's nothing we're doing. If you ever just looked at it from that position for a second.
Well, nobody can because, see, then you get, you flat earther, you're crazy. Again, you've done your own research. Again, close your mind to anything that doesn't fit your paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than looking at the ideas and going, well, isn't that odd?
Close your mind from anything that doesn't fit your paradigm.
Exactly.
close your mind for anything that doesn't fit your paradigm. That's incredible.
That's a lie. Everything that doesn't fit what I believe is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the quickest way to become stupid. Again, that's how you indoctrinate people. That's why the school systems indoctrinate these kids now. It's not about thinking. It's not about questioning. It's more, can you memorize this and rabbit it back to me on the test?
Yeah.
Not can you look at it. See, when we were younger, when I was in high school, I had a great social studies teacher. And one of the things he did was he would bring in the news headlines, and then he would ask us to express our opinions about what the news headlines mean.
Hmm.
And that's where I got some of my creative thought from. I mean, it was beautiful when I was younger because the whole point was to get you to think. The whole point now isn't to get you to think. It's to get you to memorize and parrot it back, and that's the way it is. And anybody else is a crazy lunatic.
Yeah.
And that's the quickest. See, it's simple, too. It's like dividing people by race is simple. Dividing people by saying you're a simpleton or conspiracy theorist is just as easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they use these tactics, because they're simple. Simple stuff works easiest, and that's why they use it.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And people don't. And when you're able to, I won't use words like articulate, because articulate is just being able to make it make sense to others. You know, just make what you're saying make sense to others. Stop trying to. And I hate when people use large words that mean something small, because you could simplify the division of a very complicated communication system so that we can get to be able to continue to speak in a way that you know the person's understanding is with you, versus you trying to speak above them as if you have something over them that they don't know, you know?
Well, that's also to make you sound like you're learned.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the whole point behind that. That's why, if you notice, these brainiacs, air quotes, always love to sling around big phrases, and then you're supposed to go, wow, with a vocabulary like that, he has to be smart. No, he just learned a big vocabulary. It doesn't necessarily mean he's smart.
Yeah,
the dumbest people I know use the biggest vocabulary.
Oh, yes.
But
oh,
they can't
yes.
look at an item that's broken and figure out why it's broken.
Thank you. But they can use a big word to describe it.
Exactly. And these are the same teachers that if their car tire goes flat, don't know how to change their tire. Something very simple that most of your simpletons know how to do.
But they know the meaning of memorandum.
It's true. They've been trained that they're smart and everybody else is dumb, because they learned from somebody else. But they don't ever consider that what they learned is total bullshit.
It's total bullshit.
Because now when you look, we've been told for decades now that wheat is good for you. And then when people started looking into wheat and what it has done to people, we start discovering that wheat might be good for cattle, but it may not be good for us. And if you question that, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're the idiot. I bet you did your own research. They've got phrases for everything. They'll never hear what you just said and then go, I didn't think of that. Maybe I should look into it more. Maybe I should open my mind and go look at what's out there, and then I can form a better opinion. But the government is the one source of truth to 90% of America. And the government, when you get down to it, is the biggest purveyor of lies that ever existed.
So they got more wheat to sell.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't harvest all that damn wheat for nothing.
Exactly.
You think when they had their damn bales of cotton, you think just because slavery stopped, they weren't selling cotton? They got all this cotton. You think when they went over there and took the hair off the women and men in Germany, you think they stopped selling weed? No, they got some hair still over there.
Exactly. Period. The whole thing with cotton is, if you compare it to hemp, 1 acre of uncultivated, unfertilized hemp will outproduce 10 acres of heavily cultivated, heavily fertilized cotton. Who loses in that equation? Big oil loses in that equation. So why would they want to let go?
Now, see, they said George Washington was a great forefather, but for me, he was an idiot. When you take and get rid of hemp being cultivated and you replace it with cotton.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you blame that on George Washington and don't blame it on the government, you have to say George Washington was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
If we're sitting here saying something so common, you know, that people should be able to catch up on, you know?
Yep. Well, that also goes to the fact that every president, including the first one, was related to British royalty.
Mm.
So he won by accident, right? And then all the other 45 presidents were just by accident related to British royalty, just by accident, by happenstance, not by design.
Yeah.
See, people are afraid to question that far back because, well, if everything's bullshit, then it's bullshit now. No, it's part of our history. You just don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And if you hear it, it might make you question what you're being taught in school today. And we can't have questioning people because they might uncover something.
Something. They just might uncover something.
Yeah. This is part of the Great Awakening. This was foretold. But there would be a day when it all came open and it all, because you can build a house a lot and people will believe it, but one day one of those cards will turn up and that will get people going, huh? And then everybody who's got their head down in the pack, there's going to be a few of us that are going to look up and go, wait a minute. This is not where we're at. We're at someplace totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll tap the guy beside us and go, hey, stand up. Look around you. We're in a different place than they told us. And then that spreads. That's the Great Awakening. Again, with the surveillance technology, that's a negative. But with you and I being able to communicate openly, that's a positive.
See, that makes so clear, positive sense that it goes above everyone's head once you said it should be.
Because that's the thing. Once you start looking around, it doesn't mean everything was bullshit and just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
It means to awaken to what's going on and change it. Not just say, well, the whole thing's shit, and then we'll just ball it up and throw it away. No. There's a lot of good things. Again, good and negative. Everything's yin and yang. Everything. That's why that's been around for forever. Everything good has a positive. Everything positive has a negative. I don't care what it is. I don't care what concept it is. I don't care who came up with it. Everything has a good and a bad to it.
Everything. Everything has a good and bad. And people don't see that. That's how you learn the lessons from things. The yin and yang, the good and bad, is called the process. Without good and bad, you can't appreciate. Without good and bad, you can't respect.
Without failures, you never learn.
Thank you.
If you always have positive and you always win, you don't learn.
There you go. There you go. That's what's wrong with these kids. Hey, let's have a race. There's 12 kids running. Everybody gets a ribbon. Yay! No.
You all won. You're all just as good as
you,
the person.
You
all
winners.
Took the time to train and develop and get better and grow. You're just as good as them.
you're just as good as him. Even little Chucky, who just eats Snicker bars and watch TV, he's a winner too. He can barely walk up here to get his reward. But we can't put him down. You just leave him alone and let him be him and allow him to develop into the slug he'll be.
What?
Period, man.
I swear, Herman. This stuff is just so obvious to anybody who will just get their head out of the pack. Look around you. Is the United States a good place? Yes. Is the United States a good, a bad place? Yes.
Yes.
Does that mean we should throw the baby out with the bathwater? No.
No.
You should continually try to improve yourself, which is why I say when you have somebody who's in their 60s acting like they're in their 20s, they have missed the entire purpose of being on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And that's to learn, develop, and grow.
Learn, develop, and grow.
Ooh, ooh.
Man, that is beautiful, man. So ABC is easy as 1, 2, 3, Do-Re-Mi, patience, ego, temptation, learn. Where's the other? Dang.
Learn, develop, and grow.
Learn, develop, and grow. Man, oh, man, you, ooh, that's a process right there. I love it. Incredible. Learn, develop, and grow.
And so you should look back on your younger self and not be disappointed.
Thank you.
You should look back at your younger self and be proud of how you have developed as a human being.
Yes.
And every mistake you've made in your past, if you make it over, it's not a mistake, it's a choice. If you make it once, you learn from it, you grew from it, you are a better person now because of every mistake you made in the past.
Mm-mm. Wow. You talk about an educational common sense lesson that people should be able to grab a hold to and just parachute around with it, because that's incredible. Learn, develop, and grow.
Mm-mm-mm. Simple.
That's
stuff.
Incredible. I keep telling you, everything is 1, 2, 3.
It is. But we complicate it because, see, we want to look at something good. It can't be that simple or I would have seen it years ago. Well, maybe you weren't developed enough to see it years ago.
But it was there.
Because tying your shoes is simple, but not to somebody who's never tied their shoes.
Thank you. Boy, that is a...
People don't want to hear that because then if it's so simple, how did I walk past it for years?
But that's why everyone always said, keep it simple, stupid, and you'll stay smart.
Yeah. That's
you don't ever finish it.
Simplistic, but we all want to make everything complex.
And someone sang it in the song, she said, it could all be so simple, but we'd rather make it hard.
Exactly.
Loving you is like a battle, and we both end up with scars.
Oh, man, as much as I hate to say it, we have gone through another hour and a half.
Hello, partner. You know how we do.
We do this. This is, folks, if you hadn't, we've talked like this for years. This is just a format where we can finally bring it out to you.
Yes.
Because Herman and I had these, that's why I'll tell people when Herman calls, if I don't answer, it's simply because I don't have an hour and a half to talk to Herman.
Hello.
We get on the phone, we've been out gathering knowledge, and the first thing we want to do is share that knowledge with each other so that we can help each other grow.
True, true, true that is.
And
true
that's a great thing because if you talk to somebody who always agrees with you, you do not grow.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. And that is true.
Hear
over.
An opposing opinion and not just poo-poo it and throw it in the trash can, to sit there and go, what merit is in this?
Wow, man, that's great. People have to understand this, man.
Well, see, that's our politicians now. Our politicians don't want to hear what oh, you're a Democrat, your idea is stupid. Oh, you're a Republican, your idea is stupid. No, we're all here in this country together.
Yes.
And we need to learn to get
together.
Along. We need to listen, to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to do that because I'm right and you're wrong.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you like this. You are the greatest white guy with sense I've ever met before in my life.
And that's exactly why we have these conversations.
Yes,
we come from two ends of the world, but we both understand the other person comes at me and I come to you with good intentions.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've always pointed out, you said, Herb, we have so much in common, man. And then over the years, and I mean, it was been like this. Just we feel like this from the time we met each other at Thurgood and Comedy Club, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been like that ever since, you know? I mean, out of all the people that came through, you know, it was just been like that because you could see things in me that others didn't see, period. That's what all I can tell you. And that's what happened.
We became quick friends.
Yes.
Just out of nowhere.
Nowhere. We saw things in each other, man. It was nowhere. Just out of nowhere, just what's happening.
And then when I wanted to go on the road, I was just like, Herman, let's go. And you'd jump in my car and off we'd go. And we would have fun and we would laugh and we'd enjoy ourselves and we'd come back and everything was cool.
We had great adventures, great times, great fun, make a little money, come on back in with some great experience and call it a day. People are not satisfied with that because they're looking for something. They're looking for something versus enjoying what it is.
Being in the moment.
Thank you, sir. That's the process.
It's always a pleasure. We've run over a little, but there's no show behind me, so I hesitate to run over a little with you.
All right, partner.
It's always a pleasure, Herman.
Always, my friend, in radio and in life.
Yes, definitely in life. We are fast friends. That's why I tell people. I know in a shit storm, I could count on you. That's how you know. When somebody's there, when anybody can be there when things are good. Anybody.
Anybody.
Being there when things are good, that's easy. Can you be there when the chips are down?
That's what people don't understand, man. They got to get better in it.
Yep. You got to be that. Be friends with people. Screw government. Government is not there to be your friend. Government's a stripper on the pole shaking her ass at you, asking you for your dollar, because the second the lights come on and you don't have dollars, they don't know who you are.
It's over.
We are bringing it to a close, folks. I hope you enjoyed this edition. I definitely enjoyed it. It's, again, another great conversation.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man. It's been wonderful, man.
All right. Well, folks, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.